It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
And with that, we welcome you to Olathe, Kansas, and college basketball this evening here on KIM Radio in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The Benedict and Ravens are being hosted by Mid-America Nazarene. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and our engineer, handling the work back at the K Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. And wow, we got a great game coming up for you here this evening. A couple of games, ladies' game, about ready to get underway. And, of course, a guys' game that is going to be starting at about 7:30. That's it. Let's introduce the starters. First of all, for Mid-America and their head coach, John Lewis. They come into the ball game at 14-9. They are 11-4 in the conference. And they are going to be starting tonight. Lydia Austinson. Lydia is a 5'8" senior guard from Tecumseh, Kansas, out of Cloud County Community College. They're going to have Michaela Gooch, a 5'2" senior from Olathe, Kansas. You find out of Ashland, Missouri, and Moberly Community College, 5'7" senior guard, Trelshawn Smith. Moving toward the front line at 6 foot tall, it'll be sophomore Arielle Sargent. She's out of Blue Valley Southwest High School in Stillwell, Kansas. And rounding it out, it'll be Megan Scott at the 5. At 6'2", she's a senior from Pittsburgh State University, originally from Carl Junction, Missouri. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and head coach Jan Folsom at his 20th season, BC, 17-8 coming into the game, and they are 9-6 in conference play. Benedictine is going to be starting Kennedy Nicholson. And also for Benedictine, you can find Aaliyah Raines, Natalie Samarin, Skyler Washington, and Allie Brzezowski. Benedictine to the traveling black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim. For Mid-America, it is the home white with blue and red. Coming into center circle, it is going to be Skyler Washington and Arielle Sargent. We are set to go and hope you enjoy it. The ball is up the tip, tapped again, and Mid-America's going to come down with the basketball. We are underway here in Olathe. Welcome to basketball here. The shot underneath is going to be up. It's going to miss and knocked out of bounds. It'll be Benedictine basketball. The shot missed underneath by Megan Scott, who already complained to the official that somebody bumped her on the head. Ravens are going to have it in against the full court pressure, deep in the backcourt. Just for the sake of geography, Benedictine is going from left to right. I am here at the scorer's table and immediately to my left, and you'll be able to hear him as you probably can right now. In the immediate background, Coach Folsom in the Benedictine bench. Driving in, little running shot is up, is no good. Interior rebound missed by Samarin. And a rebound is going to be hauled back down by Mid-America. Smith will bring the ball into the forecourt. Smith will drive, go in, go up, and score. Smith with the white headband out there. She has her first point of the game, and Benedictine is trailing it 2-0 here in the first minute. Lady Ravens are under the left side. It's going to be Skyler. Comes out to the top. Looking into the middle is Skyler, or rather is going to be Aaliyah Raines. Aaliyah bounces down to the baseline. Natalie, skip pass out on top to Allie. She'll stop, pulls up for two. Boy, she misses that shot and dying to get the ball in the corner. Skyler, now she's waving for it. Now she gets it. She shoots it. She scores it. Skyler Washington from outside puts Benedictine in front. It is 3-2 Lady Ravens at the 8:41 mark of the opening quarter. Minaranka back up the floor with it. Around the top side with the basketball is going to be Michaela Gooch. She'll get it out between the circles of Sargent. Sargent sets the screen. Austinson back over to the left side. The lob underneath. They want Scott. They get Scott. She will shoot. She will score. She is very hard to stop. When Megan Scott gets her hand to the basketball and she gets a little momentum and a little inertia, it is not easy to slow her down. Her first point of the game, Ravens trail it 4-3. Out on top, here's Skyler Washington. She hit that big 3 minutes ago for BC. Lady Ravens battling against the player defense. Out on top, it's going to be feed to the left side, and the ball is going to be turned over. They're trying to skip it down low to Samarin, but a turnover there, driving lamp on the other end, up in an easy two for Lydia Austinson. So Austinson quickly makes it 6-3, 7:40 to go in the first quarter. Back up the floor, Benedictine, Kennedy, Nicholson. Drives around to the right side, stops in front of Coach Lewis, comes out on top of the high post. It's going to be Samarin. Back out on top now. It's going to be Aaliyah. Reigns will turn. Pull up for the two. It is short and rebound. Pull down Megan Scott. Megan coming up with the basketball. Gets the pass away. Up the floor is going to be Trelshawn Smith. They'll kick to the left side to Gooch. She will try to drive in the lane. Finds an avenue, skips it down low to Scott, travels with the ball. They'll have no whistle. They'll say it gets out of bounds, and apparently it's going to be out of bounds off Benedictine. 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens with one bucket so far. They trail it 6-3. It'll be Gooch doing the inbound off the offensive baseline. Looking in, lobs it, comes out on top now. Megan Scott working right, throws an elbow, no foul called. Rebound taken back away by Mid-America. Shot clock to 4 and 3. Shot clock to 2. A desperation shot is an air ball thrown up badly by Smith, and Benedictine's defense is going to get the ball back. 6:50 to go in the opening quarter. It is still a 6-3 Mid-America lead. Pioneers are going to be pressing on the inbound. It was a huge elbow that was taken by Samarin. She's okay, but no foul called. And Scott has already come out of the game. About 3 minutes is about what she's good for. Into the contest now is Anna Ralston. Left side with it. Here's Reigns. Feeds it back in the middle. The shot up and rolls out. Won't go for Brzezowski. Rebound Reigns. Follows up and puts it in. Aaliyah Reigns will have her first points in the ball game, and Benedictine trails it by 1-6-5. Lady Ravens also going to go. Little player defense. Here's Smith, long three, way short. And the rebound hauled down by Nicholson. Kennedy coming out with the basketball, bringing it up the floor herself. First to the right side, then to the left. BC comes out on top. The high post feeds in the middle. Brzezowski kicks it back. Samarin from 15, perfect. Natalie from there. That's got Coach Lewis on his feet. He did not want to see that uncontested shot available. And Lady Ravens are in front by 1. 7-6 Benedictine. Going inside 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Driving into the lane, Gooch travels with the ball. Now the shot on top, on its way, and it is up and good for 3. Arielle Sargent hits the 3, and Ravens back down at 9-7. Approaching 5.5 to go here in the opening quarter. Been up and down so far in this game. Ravens around to the left side. Reigns with the basketball. Feeds in the middle. Brzezowski double team, loses the handle. Picks it back up in traffic. Drives baseline, shoots, and misses an easy layup. And a rebound cleared down by Mid-America. Ralston coming up with the basketball, quickly down the floor. It's going to come to Smith. She'll launch it long cross court, safe deep in the left corner. Back out on top, it's going to come to Smith. 19 on the shot clock. 5:05 to go in the first. Ralston sets the screen. Smith will drive to the top, goes around her, heads for the baseline, throws it out here on top. Austinson, and the shot is up and missing. Rebound, Benedictine. Samarin run over, pushed, and shoved from behind. No fouls called. This crew is not calling much tonight. Here's a runner on the other end missing for Rain. Rebound out of bounds off Mid-America. Let me tell you how much this crew is going to call tonight, okay? We are five, almost and a half minutes into the game. These two teams flank each other none. They're pushing, they're shoving, there's all of that. Combined, no fouls. Neither team, any fouls yet. BC will make a couple of substitutions. Twyla, Paris Keogh coming into the game, and also Heather Runnebaum comes in. Inbound Twyla, head fake, shoots and scores. That quick. Wow. Twyla wasted no time getting her first 2 points and tying the game at nine with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Smith around to the right side, dumps it into the middle. It's going to be batted away by Runnebaum, picked up by Skyler. Here comes Washington, Benedictin, 2-on-2. Skyler runs, pulls, 14, missed it. Rebound underneath, taken away by Ralston. Here comes Mid-America. Outlet down the right side. Smith pulls, shoots, no. Rebound, Twyla. There is so much contact, so many people over the back, so much pushing around. Here's the feed underneath. Karis Keogh has it ripped out of her hand. Dives for it. It's on the floor. The three-pointer, Brzozowski, no. Rebound, Mid-America. And now do we have a foul? Yeah, we do. We're going to have a foul called against Twyla. That is the first foul of the game. First foul by either team coming here with 3:54 to play in the opening quarter. How about that? Benedictine, 4 of 13 shooting the ball, 1 of 3 from outside. So I see 30% from the floor and 33% from the perimeter. Here comes Mid-America. Lady Pioneers with the ball out on top. Now into the game is coming Jordan Gonzalez. Skip pass over to the left side. Zoe Hayward is in as well. Hayward dribbles it off on top to Cooch. 3.5 to go. Cooch drives right down Main Street, lays it up and in. Nobody got in front of her. Michaela Cooch, undefended, lays it in, and the Ravens trail by a pair at 11-9. Anna San Juan in the lineup out for Benedictine. So for the Lady Ravens, Heather Runnebaum, Twyla Karis Keogh, Anna San Juan, Skyler Washington, Allie Brzozowski. Here's a feed underneath. Brzozowski goes up, misses another layup. And back up with it will come Mid-America. They have the ball, leading it by 2. The dump over to the right side. Austinson will put it up. No rebound, Skyler. Washington brings it up the floor. She comes up 1-on-4. Brings it back out on top. San Juan to Twyla. Back over to the left side. Now underneath it's Runnebaum. Out on top. San Juan will go 3. Misses it. Rebound underneath. Nicely done by Brzozowski. Crosses over and it crawls over and in. First point of the game for Allie Brzozowski. We're tied again now at 11. 2.5 to play. First quarter. Rains it. Samarin set to check back in, and now we're going to have a push and a foul. No call. It'll go out of bounds. They'll say it comes back to Benedictine. So Samarin and Rains come back in. We're going to get Washington and Brzozowski out of the game for Benedictine. 2:22 to go here in the opening quarter. Women's college basketball here in the heart of America Athletic Conference on CARE Radio. We're in Olathe, Kansas tonight. There are only, after tonight, it is hard to believe, there are only 3 games remaining. And now we've got a collision and a body on the floor, and the foul is going to be on Mid-America's Zoe Hayward. Zoe will pick up her first foul, and that is the first Mid-America foul. 2:09 to go in the opening quarter. Wow. Coming into the baseline, Lady Ravens with the basketball. San Juan looking, needs some help. Gets it into range, lost it. Picks it back up again. Comes out on top. Back it will come to Rains. Elias starts right, drives left. 2 minutes to go in the first. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Rains hooks over to the right side. Pulling up with the jump shot. It won't go in. Rebound, Runnebaum had it, lost it, and what's our call here? We're going to have a foul. Underneath, it is going to be on Jordan Gomez. It'll be her first, a Mid-America second team foul. With a minute 52 to go in the opening quarter, back into the lineup for Coach Lewis. It's going to come Megan Scott. BC putting it in, fresh 20 on the shot clock. It'll come out on top to Samari. Over to the left side. Twyla drops the shoulder, goes in, goes up. Scott will bat it away. Green Bay to go back down. Here comes Mack. Into the forecourt, Charles Sean Smith. With a minute 40 to go in the opening quarter. A tie game at 11. Smith will glide over to the left side. Stop, pulls up for the long two. Missed it. Rebound, Samarin. Here comes Benedictson. San Juan coming up the floor. She'll kick it out on top to Natalie. Back over to the left side it goes. Ranabom out on top. Reigns. She'll go right. Double team there. Gets it back behind her. Loose on the floor. Having trouble getting rid of the ball. It's going to go out of bounds. And wait a minute. That is incredible. That ball rolled off the foot of a Mid-America player, and the officials try to ignore Coach. And he's saying, I didn't see it. That is what happened to Bell Family Arena. With a minute 15 to go here in the opening quarter. 11-11 is your score. Down court with it is going to come Smith. She'll start to drive it in the middle with a little right-hand dribble. Backs into the lane. Knocked away. She's able to keep it alive. Comes off on top. Gets it there to Zoe Hayward. Shot clock is at 13. Over to the left side. The drive underneath. The kick across. It's going to be stopped out of bounds by Ranabaugh. Now for Benedictine. Ranabaugh will come off the floor also. San Juan is out, and Benedictine has rotated the starting five back into the game. Inside a minute to go in the first. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Lindenberg has the ball. It is an 11-11 game. Smith will bring it in. Gets it to Scott. She will back. She will try to drive in. Travels. Shot is up. Misses. Rebound tipped out. Pulled down by Nicholson. She gets stabbed in the backcourt. No foul. Up the floor. Down the right side is Washington. Benedictson on offense. Washington pulls it up. Over to the left side it goes to Kennedy. And around to the outside range. BC, we're going to get some player defense. And again, Mid-America, lots of contact. Reigns tries to drive in. Here's Skyler going for three. Too hard off the back of the rim, and Scott will pull it down. Shot clock is off. 25 seconds left. And look at Megan Scott bring the ball up the court like a guard. Comes off on top to Trell Sean. Smith backs away 14. Out on top to Hayward at 11. Back over to the left side, it's going to go. They'll feed to the middle of Scott. She backs in, loses it, twists, turns, makes it easy. Scott with the fourth point of the game, and that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. Time out of the floor after one in Olathe. It's Mid-America's Lady Pioneers, 13, Benedictine, 11.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
As we get ready to go to the second quarter, Benedictson is led in scoring by Skylar Washington. That's because Skylar hit a three. Twyla hit a two. Aaliyah hit a two. Natalie has hit a two. And Allie has hit a two. But Benedictson's shooting percentage is in the tank right now. 26%. Allie Brzozowski struggling. She's had great shots, good looks at the ball, or the rim with the ball. It is one of six from the floor right now. Fourth. Mid-America, it is Megan Scott who hit that shot right before the buzzer that ended the opening quarter. She's got four. Sargent with three. Two apiece, Smith, Gooch, Austinson. Ravens are going to bring it in from the far side, and we are underway in the second quarter.
Allie, get
down court around the left side with it, Benedictine. They've got Nicholson, Paris Keough, Reigns, Samarin, Washington. There's your Benedictine five to begin the second quarter. Now the ball's going to be knocked away, picked up off the floor. Taken away from Brzozowski, and down four with it is going to come Mid-American Charles Sean Smith. Smith out on top. Scott throws another elbow. And let's see what this whistle is going to be. The foul is going to be on Reigns. So Amelia Reigns will have her first foul. It'll come into Mid-America. Scott has it on the right block. Backs in, throws his shoulder, backs in, pushes, shoves. And scores coming away with a huge smile. Megan Scott with six. It's there, 15-11 Mid-America. 9:20 to go in the opening half. Reese will swing it around to the left side to Skyler. Into the corner, that's Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson goes to Brzezowski. She will drive in. Beautiful position. Missed another point-blank layup. Allie gets her own rebound and then throws it away into the crowd out of bounds. Brzezowski really struggling here tonight. 9 minutes left, first half. Now the official coming over, and he seems a little confused as he comes over to the scorer's table. Here we go. Mid-America putting it in play. Benedictine's going to press the court now. And the drive in, and nobody steps in front. Great speed by Austin, since she gets it easy, too. Ravens in trouble here early, trailing by a half a dozen. 8:50 to go in the first half. Benedictine has not scored in a very long time. Here's a shot up, missing. Rebound falling away. The shot is up by Samarin, missing. Rebound Mid-America. The shot's for Benedictine in the middle. They haven't got squared up. They haven't looked good in there. Here's a kick over to Smith. Pioneers on offense. Her three way off. Rebound Kennedy. Nicholson having a great game. Mention the one struggling, but we don't want to overlook the fact that Kennedy is having an outstanding evening so far tonight. She's got four rebounds, two assists already. And now we're going to have a ball knocked out of bounds. And is there a foul? There is. Going to be on Mid-America's Trayshawn Smith, her first tonight. It'll be team foul one of the second half by Mid-America with 8:20 to go in the first half. 17-11. Lady Pioneers in front. To the left side, Brzezowski backs in through two defenders, falling to the ground, throws a shot up that hits the front of the rim and bounces straight back down. Again, not even close for Brzezowski. Back up with it will come Mid-America. Allie Brzezowski, one of eight shooting now. Here's a three, uncontested. Gooch, nope. Rebound, Benedictine. Lady Ravens take it to the other way. Kennedy Nicholson up the floor. Goes Brzezowski, back over to the right side. BC out on top, brains around to the left. Backs in, spins in, pushes off. Long two, up and will not go for Samarin. Lady Ravens continue to be icy, icy cold. With that miss, now they're just about 20% from the floor. 7.5 to play. BC 5 of 22 shooting the ball. Here's a runner in the lane. It's up, and there's two more. Austin with a couple more, and Benedictine needs a timeout. They're going to take it right here. This is a good break for BC before they get in double-digit trouble. Taking a break, Joseph at 7:23 to go. We're in the opening half. It is Mid-America 19, Benedictine 11.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla sauce serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Two of the Ravens come out of the timeout with against full court pressure, having a hard time getting it in, but Nicholson will take the ball and she comes up the floor. Kennedy across the timeline. 19-11 Mid-America. Back over to the left side. Aaliyah Raines passes underneath Brzezowski all alone. It's up and in this time. Allie Brzezowski finds it. Has her fourth point. 19-13. We are inside 7 to go in the half now. Benedictine getting ready to bring JJ into the game. The shot is up. It's no good, but the rebound is going to be saved by Mid-America. 6:47 to go. And they're wanting the guys to stop the game because apparently we did not reset the shot clock. Here we go. Now they're going to roll it down to 26. So Brzezowski will come out for Jacobs. Raines will come out for Runabomb. And here we go. Mid-America with a basketball, and he'll work it over to the left side. Up top side with it, that is going to be Trayshawn Smith. The feed inside, the ball knocked away and out of bounds by Benedictine. So Mid-America is going to have it back in at their offensive end. Shot clock at 15. They lead by a half a dozen at 19-13 here. Again, only three games remain in the regular season after tonight. Back out on top of it is going to be Austinson. Pass into the lane, and we get an offensive foul. This time, Sparin is knocked to the ground. That's happened several times. First time, though, we've had a foul call. It's going to be on Anna Ralston. It'll be her first. If they start calling that foul, it'll be much better for Benedictine. Jacobs will bring it in. Kennedy Nicholson. No problem coming up against Gooch. She'll slide to the right side. Lifts up her dribble. Comes out on top. Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum goes left. Takes it to the baseline. Feeds it to Marin. She'll go right. Back over to the edge. The kick on top. Skyder for three. Too strong. Rebound underneath is going to go out of bounds. And it is Raven basketball. 6-0-1 to go in the opening half. Benedictine trailing in the game. 19-13. It'll be Kennedy Nicholson inbounding here.
Come off it, hand off.
Nicholson to Jacobs. Now the pass inside. Samarin. Ronnebaum passes underneath to Jacobs. Back out on top. Ronnebaum. Shot clock at 9. Now they're not going to take that shot. Jacobs. Feeds down low. Samarin underneath inside up and good. Jacobs the assist. Natalie Samarin, her fourth point of the game. 19-15. 5.5 to go. During the first half, Mid-America 17-footer. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by Heather Ronnebaum. She got upstairs and hauled that thing in. BC coming the other way. 5:20 to go. Dish to the left side. Skyler for three. Count that bucket, Skyler. Her second three of the ball game, and it's 19-18. And suddenly, Benedictine, a moment ago, down by 8, now within 1, and we're getting a Mid-America timeout. Taking a break at 5:13 to go, opening half, final eighth. It is Mid-America 19, Benedictine 18.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Five 13 to go here in the opening half. Mid-America taking that timeout as Benedictine on a run has scored 8 unanswered and are back within a point. Mid-America into the forecourt. Here's Smith. Feeds underneath. Scott alone shot up and a foul on Samarin. So Natalie will have her first foul tonight. And who's coming to the line? It will be Megan Scott. She's got a half a dozen points. Natalie coming out of the ballgame for Benedictine, and Brzezowski will come back in. Coming to the free throw line is Megan Scott. Her first shot rattles around, and it is good. That'll be her 7th point this evening. Second one, perfect. 8 points, Megan Scott. 21-18. Mid-America, we go now inside 5 minutes to play in the opening half. Up floor, BC. Anna San Juan has the ball. Kicks it. Looking to get in the middle. Kent comes back out on top. Runnebaum. Over to the right side. Brzezowski. Brzezowski to Runnebaum. Gets inside. Too far underneath the rim. Kicks it to Jacobs. She will shoot and miss. And a rebound taken away by Pioneers. They'll come back down the right side. Austinson shoots no. Rebound for Brzezowski, and BC will come the other way. San Juan confused as she comes up the floor. She's hearing something from coach, not quite certain what it was, trying to do what he wants her to do. Here's a three for Brzezowski now, and a rebound to Scott. Scott tries to dribble out of trouble, gets it away. Gordon Gonzalez has come into the game. Mid-America into the forecourt, goes down the left side to Gooch. 4 minutes to go in the opening half. Pioneers with the basketball. Here's a jump shot. Three up, way short. Rebound is off the floor. And getting her own rebound off the miss, Michaela Gooch. And now she's going to lose it. It'll go out of bounds back to Benedictine. 3:50 to go in the first half. Penebranco is going to take Smith out of the game and bring Zoe Hayward in. Out of the court now for Benedictine. You've got Ronnebaum and Reigns, Brzozowski, San Juan, and Jacobs. BC, Jacobs has it, free throw line, goes left, goes in, gets it, Jennifer Jacobs for two, the pride of KMC. How about that? 21-20 Mid-America. We're 3.5 to go in the first half. One of these two teams have battled tooth and nails like they always do. Here's a little drop of the shoulder. Scott goes in, and we couldn't get a foul on Brzozowski here. We are. Wow. Allie Brzozowski received the brunt of that dropped shoulder by Megan Scott. Right back into the game for Mid-America is going to come. Charles Shaw. And at the free throw line, already 2 of 2 tonight with 8 points so far. Megan Scott having a big game. Free throw fails. One more shot coming up for Mid-America's center, Megan Scott. 6'2" senior out of Pittsburgh State University. The second one is up. It is good. She will have her 9th point. It's 22-20. Mid-America. Still over 3 minutes to go in the opening half. Here comes San Juan. And on top to Jacobs. Jennifer back to San Juan, deep in the left corner. Gives to Jacobs on a little give and go, left side of the lane. Dribbles across, rotates, turns, shoots way too hard, way off the mark. Back up with the Wacom, Mid-America. 3 minutes to go in the half. Now ball gets loose, it's on the floor. Megan Scott picks it up and throws it between two players. Here's a set shot for three. Should have been easy, wasn't. And the rebound, hustled for, lost out of bounds. Benedictine basketball. 2:48 to go with the opening half. 22-20 Mid-America. Ravens are going to have it in from deep in the backcourt, and Pioneers are going to press all the way up. Anna San Juan brings it up the floor. Little left-hand dribble glides across the timeline. No problem. Holds it up on top. Goes left side, Jacobs. Top side, Brzozowski between the circles. Now over to Reigns. Feeds back off the block. And again inside, Jennifer Jacobs. Right now, Mid-America having a problem matching up with her. She's got 4. And it is a 22-22 ball game. With 2:22 to go in the half. Skip pass out on top to Scott. She's probably due to be coming out. She's been in the game for a couple of minutes now. Back over to the right side. Cutting into the middle is going to be Smith. Dishes into the corner. Back out on top. Gooch, 3, no. Rebound. Scott comes up with it. Follows it up. No. Rebound, Benedictine. Ravens, Jacobs comes down with the ball, and here comes BC. Jacobs brings it up the floor, bumped by Gonzalez, coming into the time, crossing the timeline, but no foul call there. You can hear Coach Holson right beside me here. Back out on top, it'll come to Brzozowski. BC comes around to the right, San Juan in front of the Mid-America bench. Back, it'll come to Brzozowski. 8 on the shot clock. Brzozowski holding it high above her head, now turns, faces Scott, goes into the lane. Loses the ball, fights for it, it's on the floor. Mid-America picks it up. Brzozowski dives on it, and they're going to call a shot clock violation against Benedictine. So again, BC having a problem putting the ball in the middle where the 5 is forced to dribble it, and they're going to make some changes now. Ronnebaum is out. San Juan is out. Back in for Benedictine. We're going to get Kennedy Nicholson and Skyler Washington. Minute and a half to go in the half. Here comes Mid-America. Sean Smith with the basketball. Looks in. Nothing there. Gets back over to the right side. Sargent back in the game. Back over to Smith. Shot clock at 16. BC stay with the player defense. The feed to the free throw line. The turnaround shot from about 16 is up wide to the right side. Rebound cleared down by JJ. Here come the Lady Ravens. Kennedy Nicholson into the forecourt quickly. Runs it down the right side. Nicholson has not scored a point in the game yet tonight. Skip pass over to the right. And a pass right through the hands of Skylar Washington. Just didn't grab the ball. And BC, another turnover. Feed to the right. Here's Gonzalez for 3. New rebound. Long court back to Mid-America. 45 seconds ago here as it's 6:02 on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. 22-22 ball game. Mid-America with 8 on the shot clock. First to the left side, now cutting to the right. They'll dump it into the corner with the baseline. 3 is up way, way short. Rebound pulled down by Smith. Dumps it over to Scott. She's alone for 2. That possession took forever. It's 24-22. Mid-America. Shot clock's off. Benedictine back up with it. Jacobs, pass right side. Going to be knocked away out of bounds by Austinson. 12 seconds to go in the first half. Scott Washington putting it in play. Scott brings it in out on top to Rain. 10 seconds. Leah to the left side with 7, with 6. Comes off a nice screen. Dumps it back. Allie Brzezowski hits the bucket with 1, and that is the end of the opening half. Great finish, great half, close ball game. We're going to come back and summarize it for you. We go to the locker room in the ladies' game here in Olathe. Benedictine 24, Mid-America 24.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Want to win a dinner and movie package just in time for Valentine's Day? Sandra Trumpeter at Farmers Insurance and Rocket Mortgage invites you to sign up through February 10th for your chance at a $75 Riverhouse gift card and a $25 Fox Theater gift card. Stop by her office at 312 Commercial or email your name, address, and phone number to strumpeter@farmersagent.com. See details at the Sandra Trumpeter Insurance Agency Facebook page. NMLS number 2183332.
Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget men's college basketball coming up after this ladies' game here on CARE Radio with an anticipated 7:30 tip-off. Right now, though, this women's game is just like it seems they always tend to be with Benedictine and Mid-America. They are tied at halftime. A recap of the first half scoring finds Mid-America led by Megan Scott with her 11 points already. Lydia Austinson with a half a dozen, 3 for Arielle Sargent. And 2 each, Michaela Gooch and Trelshawn Smith. Trelshawn is a better shooter than this. She's 1 of 9 tonight. For Benedictine, Skylar Washington and Allie Brzezowski paced away with a half a dozen each. Both Jennifer Jacobs and Natalie Samarin have 4 and 2 for Twyla Carrasquillo and Aaliyah Rain. Fouls, you know what, you look up and down it, you just don't see any issues at all. Benedictine has committed 4 fouls in a game. Mid-America has committed 4 fouls in a game. No player has more than 1. But look at how that first half unfolded. I tell you what, Benedictine has not shot well, but then again, neither is Mid-America. Mid-America 10-31, Benedictine 11-33. From the outside, Benedictine is 2 of 8. That's not very good. But Mid-America is 1 of 12. Now, here's the thing. They're shooting 8%. It's not going to happen all game. They're going to have to make adjustments. They're going to have to anticipate Mid-America shooting and scoring more from the outside. They are not going to go 1 for 12 from the outside in the second half. Benedictine has not shot a free throw tonight. Mid-America, 3 of 4. All of those belong to Megan Scott. BC's done a tremendous job rebounding the basketball. 25-18 is their rebounding advantage. And Mid-America does not have a single point from the bench so far in this game. Say what we're going to do. Got to take a little bit of a break. Stay with us. Tremendous second half of women's college basketball coming up. And then, of course, the men's game. kickoff. Big night from Bell Family Arena coming your way. But right now, time out of the court. Halftime of the ladies' game. With the intermission score, Benedictine 24, Mid-America 24. We're kicking it back to Joseph at a Care Sports Studio. Oh, yeah, you know it. He's got some special halftime stuff just for you.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be back to the Benedictine Ravens on the road at Mid-America. Right now, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the upcoming CARE sports schedule. Coming up tomorrow evening, we'll have Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you from the CARE radio studios, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday, we'll have JCN versus Pleasant Ridge basketball from Winchester, Kansas, with the girls' game at 6 p.m. scheduled tip. The boys should take to the court sometime after 8. Saturday, we have Benedictine College Ravens basketball action again, as the Ravens will be playing host to Baker University. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with the scores as I have them.
It's happening again this Sunday. There's a big football game, and Hundley Liquor is celebrating. On the way to your watch party, stop by Hundley Liquor, pick up your favorite beverages, and check out their giveaways. They've got a large selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and high-quality spirits. Keep your party going strong with Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruits and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look at the Heart of America Athletics Conference in women's basketball, we've got Peru State and Clark at the half at 35-18. In the Central Methodist Evangel game, it is Central Methodist 19, Evangel 16. Mount Mercy and Culver Stockton are sitting at 19-18 with 2 minutes and 52 seconds left to go in the second. In the William Penn Park game, they've got 4 minutes and 33 seconds left, with William Penn on top at 29 to Park's 21 before the half. At the half, we've got Benedictine sitting at 18 to Mid-American Nazarenes. Just a moment. This is not updated correctly. Oh, dear. At the half, it was William Penn, 38, Park, 26. At the half, it is Grandview, 38, Graceland, 23. And Baker and Missouri Valley are sitting at Missouri Valley, 37, Baker, 22. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, it's all tied up with Benedictine and Mid-American Nazarene sitting at 24 apiece. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 27. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 53. Lows dip down to about 41. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Mainly cloudy skies expected Friday. Decreasing clouds by Saturday. Mid-50s Friday. Low 30s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 47 degrees in Atchison. Right now, we've got a feels-like temperature of 42 out there with the wind out of the north-northwest at 9 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 34%. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.98 inches of mercury. And looking around the area, Oskaloosa is checking in at 46 degrees. Horton checking in at 46 degrees as well, with Leavenworth at 49. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays, and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
And with that, we welcome you back once again here to Olathe, Kansas. The two ladies teams have come out of their respective locker rooms and are getting warmed up for the second half. Should be fantastic. First half has been. Can't get it much closer than this. 24-24 at intermission. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Doing a great job as always, Joseph. Thank you. Tom Couch with you here courtside. And, you know, you kind of wonder when a couple of teams who have a long history of competitive games get together, if they are just playing so well against each other that they kind of limit their opponent, or if they maybe are so wound up and so amped up for the game that they're playing a little tight. But neither team has scored much. Neither team is shooting very well. The defenses have been, and again, the term physical gets worn out. I kind of hate using it, but I mean, if reaching in and pushing and shoving and banging and bodies on the floor mean anything, it's been pretty physical so far in the first half. So it'll be interesting to see how the second half unfolds here today. Benedict into the bench to our immediate left, and again, you'll be hearing Coach with considerable regularity. He's right beside us here, so we got that. Our officiating crew, looks like we are about ready to get underway. Had a best visit at halftime with Commissioner Laurie Thomas of the conference. She's sitting right behind me. And so we just chatted about this and that, things and stuff. Very, very nice convo. Always appreciate that. Look at the starters for the second half for Mid-America. Lydia Austinson and Michaela Gooch. Terrell Sean Smith, Ariel Sargent, Megan Scott, their original five for Benedictine. Similarly, those same five who began the game. Kennedy Nicholson and Aaliyah Rain, Natalie Samarin, Skylar Washington, and Allie Brzezowski. Here we go. Coach Yost, here's all I say. Lace the shoes up tight, okay? Grab a tall soda, big popcorn, because they're going to want to not miss any of this second half. It's going to be good. Here we go. Mid-America putting the ball in play. We're underway in Olathe. Pioneers with the ball up top. Sign is going to be Michaela Gooch. Gets it into Scott. Backs in, pushes it up and scores it. Wow. She is so big and strong. Megan Scott has her 13th point of the game. And as quickly as that, Mid-America is back in front at 26-24. BC will feed it to the free throw line. Give it a go. Oh, beautiful pass. And Skyler gets fouled. No whistle. Picks it up. Goes up. Can't hit the layup. It gets fouled this time, and they'll call it. Official is going to walk over, and I think it's going to be a call on Scott. Megan Scott is reminds me a lot of Coach Lewis, that look of shocked, stunned incredulity out there. It is her first foul of the game, and the free throw is up and good for Skylar Washington. That is her 7th point this evening. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. One more shot coming up here for Benedictine Senior from Gardner Edgerton High School. She'll eye it, shoot it, and it's short. Rebound, Scott. And here comes Mid-America. Now I've got the ball, and I'm going to give it back to Benedictine. That was right off the fingertips of Michaela Gooch. You could not handle it. And BC will be putting it into play right here with Allie. Brzezowski brings it in, and Benedictine, a horrible freshman error that time by Kennedy Nicholson. She was running toward midcourt, caught the ball, carried it across midcourt, over and back, and Ravens wasted possession. Here we go. Mid-America back up the floor. So each team with a silly error. And driving down the left side, the feed down low, stolen by Brzezowski. Here comes Benedictine. But as two teams have come out of the locker room, a little shaky here in the early part of the third quarter. Here's Reigns will have it on the right side for Benedictine. A minute gone in the third. She'll pull up a dribble way up high. It goes to the left side. The turnaround shot. Samarin got two. Natalie has a half a dozen. And Benedictine now leads it 27-26. 8:45 to go. Benedictine's first lead in, gosh, since about 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Here's a lob pass underneath to Scott. She goes up and travels with the basketball. Benedictine is going to have it back in down to the baseline. 8.5 to go here in the third quarter. Brzezowski brings it in, and up with it, Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy out of Goddard, Kansas, Wichita suburb, Eisenhower High School. Back up to the left side, she goes right now in front of the Benedictine bench, just pulled up her dribble, skips it off on top to Samarin. Natalie lobs underneath, and it's going to be knocked out of the hands of Brzezowski, out of bounds. comes back in. And now you can hear John Lewis whining and crying to the official. John works him. He is so good. I love this guy. He does a great job. And the official turns out and tells him no. I don't know what he was appealing, but what he was looking for. But the official said no. And now the ball's going to be slapped out of bounds. It'll come back in again down to the baseline to Benedictine with 8:06 to go here in the third quarter. You can hear Coach Holstrom reminding his team 5 seconds on the shot clock. It'll come into the right side. Samarin up, won't hit it. Rebound underneath. Taken down by Austinson. Austinson over to Trail Sean Smith. Here comes Mid-America into the forecourt. Inside 8 to play in the third quarter. Smith will drive right, back away. Starts in. We get a whistle, and we're going to get a reaching in foul. We are. The whistle is on Benedictine's Aaliyah Raines. It'll be her second foul of the game. First foul of the second half. And coming down to the baseline, Mid-America will have it in. Team fouls are even at one apiece early here in the third quarter. Mid-America and Ariel Sargent. Lady Raven in a player defense. Everybody really almost above the three-point line. A lot of daylight down low. They're trying to get into Scott. Can't do it. Come back over to the right side to Austinson. Now they get it to Scott. She will fall away, shoot, and drop it through. Nicely done. Megan Scott has 15. And it's 28-27. Benedictine down by one. 7:20 to go in the third. BC up court pass going to be batted away. Slumped out of bounds. It'll come into the Lady Ravens of the offensive end with 21 on the shot clock. Little look away pass out on top to Samarin. And now what do we got? Fisher's going to walk over. We've got a Mid-America foul on R.L. Sargent. It'll be her first foul tonight. Mid-America team foul two of the third quarter. Having a ton of fouls called in this game. Again, letting them pretty much play. Nicholson out on top to Skyler. She'll go three. No. And rebound pulled down by Mid-America. Coming up with the basket, come on, it's going to be Smith. She'll go into the forecourt, dump it down low. Running shot is up. It's easy, but wait. They are not going to allow the shot. We're going to have another Benedictine foul, and another one is going to be on. Reigns. 7:08 to go in the third. Comes into Megan Scott. Megan trying to drive in. Loses the handle. Backs in. Turns. Falls. Shoots. And scores again. Unstoppable. Megan Scott, phenomenal tonight. That is her, 17th point now? And it's 30-27, Lady Pioneers. Left side, Skyler for three. Nope. Rebound tipped out, and Reigns is going to rescue it. Nicely done. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. Benedictine with the basketball. They trail it by 3-30-27. Reigns starts to the left, drives underneath, goes in, goes up, gets fouled, coming to the line. Foul is going to be on Smith, and I have a couple now on Charles Sean. Mid-America team foul three now in the third quarter, and Lady Ravens are going to take Samarin out of the ball game, and Twyla will come back in for BC. Heather's over here talking to Coach down right beside me. First free throw, no. One more shot coming up for Reigns. Aaliyah has hit only one shot tonight. Reigns is 1 of 4 from the floor and now 0 for 1 at the free throw line. Second free throw, way off, rebound at Mid-America. The run, Reigns unable to hit either of the free throws, and Benedictine continues to trail by 3 as the Pioneers go into the forecourt. Here is Jordan Gonzalez who's come in. Now the pass down to the baseline is going to be reached in on, and probably a foul on Skyler. It is Washington's first foul. And team fouls are going to even up now at 3 apiece. Rondebaum comes into the game for Reigns. And 3.5 minutes into the second half is all that Megan Scott is going to be good for. And she will check out to get some air. Back in for her is going to be Anna Ralston. Mid-America with the basketball. Around to the left side is going to be Gooch. You keep the dribble alive and break it all the way out on top. 6:05 to go in the third. Gooch will drive in, dump it over baseline. 3, Gonzalez got it. Nicely done from deep in the corner on the baseline right. First point to the ball game for Jordan Gonzalez. 33-27. Now the Ravens steal. Up court pass is stolen. Gonzalez gets it to Smith. Benedictine now down a half a dozen. Mid-America is on a, 7-0 run. Here's the three from the top. They got a 10-0 run. The three-point shot by Smith. And BC taking a timeout. We're going to do it. 5:35 to go in the third quarter. Pioneers with the momentum. It's Mid-America 36, Benedictine 27.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February. And be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
As we return here to the Cook Family Center here on the Mid-America campus. Ball comes in, and BC's battling some full court pressure now. It's up the floor, and finally getting across the timeline. Here comes Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson guarded by Jordan Gonzalez. Comes out on top to Twyla. Over to the left side to Heather. Feeds in the middle. Shot by Brzezowski. Point blank and misses the layup. Simple as that. There was no one near her, no one between her and the rim. Just threw it too hard, hits the back, kicks over out the other side. And Hallie continues to have a tough time of things here tonight. She is now 3 of 12 shooting the basketball. Benedictine is going to have it back in, though, fortunately, and it will come into Skyler. Back it will come Brzezowski. She'll cut to the left side, backs in, spins, twists, turns, got that layup to fall. So, Brzezowski with 8 points, 36-29, and we're inside 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Akela Cooch with the basketball, lobs it over to the left side, Charles Sean Smith. Natalie's in the free, at the scorer's table now, sets to come in. Smith back over to the left side, here's the three, Gonzalez, rebounding at Kennedy. Nicholson coming up the board, and up floor with it, she'll bring for Benedictine. Left side it goes to Skyler. Two defenders come up to pick up Washington, and her shot is going to be rejected. She gets thrown to the floor. No foul called it. Back the other way. It is Makima Cooch. Cooch to Gonzalez. Back into the middle. A little skipping shot is up and missing. And a rebound tipped out to Benedict. And that was lost by Jordan Nockvar. Hadn't really seen much of her until this possession. Here comes Ronnebaum into the lane. Goes up. Draws a foul. Heather's coming to the line. Foul is going to be on Anna Ralston. It will be her second foul of the evening. Mid-America picking up their 14th foul. Ralston doesn't stay in the game very long. Right back into the lineup is going to come Megan Scott. At the line for Benedictine, the senior from Mar Hill Mount Academy. Heather shooting a couple of shots. First one perfect. First point of the game for Heather Ronnebaum. Makes it 36-30. She'll eye it up. The second one rims out, won't go. Rebounding it down. Pioneers. 36-30. Mid-America with the basketball and the lead as we're down now to the 4 minute mark of the third. Into the forecourt with it. Charles Sean Smith slides it over to the right side. Megan. Ravens trying to steal the ball from her, and the ball is going to be lost out of bounds by Megan Scott. And BC will take it and bring it up the floor. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Twyla brings it in, and Heather's going to bring it up. She'll race into the forecourt, left-hand dribble, dumps it over to the right side, and Samarin up and in. The assist to Ronnebaum. Samarin the bucket, plus a free throw. And the foul is going to be on Megan Scott. Couple of fouls by Scott and an opportunity here for Natalie to complete a three-point play. She's at 8 points right now. Only two rebounds so far for Natalie. So double-double, going to be tough. Free throw perfect. 36-33, and Benedict then right back to within a possession. 3:45 to go in the third. The drive down to the baseline. The running shot is up, no good, and we have a foul on BC. We do, and it's going to be on Runabout. No, it's on Twyla. It'll be on Twyla. Let me fix that. Not 1-2, but 2-1. A couple of fouls for Twyla. She's going to check out, and back into the game for Benedict, and it'll be Jennifer Jacobs. Two free throws here. Trojan Smith, we haven't seen her at the free throw line yet this evening. Taking her time, eyes it up, puts the first one up and in. So for Trojan Smith, two first half points and four already here in the third quarter. Long look at it. Second one is on its way. Perfect. Nicely done by Trojan. 38-33. BC with the basketball. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Now, the ball is going to be knocked away from Heather Runabaum and lost out of bounds. Mid-America's Jordan Gonzalez now is up in the face of the official, complaining to him. He will have none of that. And BC will be putting it in play again against some very aggressive full-court pressure. Jacobs will look to bring it in and gets it to Samarin, who dribbles it up the floor, takes it to the free throw line, goes left side, and BC will run its offense. 3.5 to go. Runabout kicks it back over to the left side. Range, she directs traffic, wants to go in the middle. Her pass now is going to be batted away and stolen. Here comes Mid-America, driving down the right side, running shot is up and good. Austin with the steal, the drive the length of the court, and the two, and it is 40-33. 3:16 to go. Here's Jacobs up court with it. Hands it over to Nicholson, and it's going to be stolen away. Gooch goes to the left side. Easy layup. It's the end of the Ravens getting the timeout. Benedictine collapsing a little bit here. We're taking a break at 3:03 to go in the third quarter. Pioneers shove back up in front. Mid-America 42, Benedictine 33.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good to have you back with us here in Olathe, Kansas, where with 3:03 to go in the third quarter, Mid-America has pushed back in front, as you can hear, 42-33. After a first half that was absolutely dead even at 25, this third quarter has been owned by Mid-America, who has outscored Benedictine 18-9. Pioneers in the home whites, Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms. And out on the floor for BC is going to be Allie Brzezowski and Kennedy Nicholson. I've got Aaliyah Raines, Natalie Samarin, Skylar Washington. So Benedictine with its original five out on the floor. Mid-America, I think, maybe has their five. And the Ravens throw away on the inbound pass. My goodness. BC, another turnover. And an all-alone undefended Scott underneath misses the layup. And as the ball knocked out of her hands, it's going to go out of bounds back to Mid-America. BC was given a gift there as Megan Scott had no one around her. Everybody had forgotten she was out on the floor, and I don't know how you do that with your leading score like that. And she just missed the layup. It'll come back in again, too. The Pioneers, 3:50 to go in the third. They'll work out toward the top. Michaela Gooch pulls up her dribble, looks in, gets it there to Scott. Back and in on Samarin. Twist, turns, shoots, misses. Rebound pulled down by Natalie. Here comes BC. Ravens will run up the court. Over to the left side. Brzezowski. Shot blocked! Allie Brzezowski had her shot just fed back to her by Austinson. A much smaller player just went up and rejected it. And here comes Mid-America with 2:20 to go. 21! 21! Third quarter play here in Olathe. Titans game still coming up, so there's a lot of action. Still have here on Kit Radio tonight. Here's a baseline shot. Yep. From deep to the left side, Trailshawn Smith buries a three. Pioneers with the lead, double digits with the momentum. Ravens coming up court with the basketball, but they're in trouble. Now the feed underneath, and Skyler is knocked hard to the floor. And it's going to be a third foul on Megan Scott. And Megan back out of the game again. And back in is going to come Ralston. Scott of Washington at the stripe for BC. First one, yep. Skyler's 2 of 3 at the line with 8 points this evening. She had a 3 in the first quarter, a 3 in the second quarter. And here in the third is 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Nothing from the floor in this quarter. This free throw rolls in. Boy, nearly spun out, but she got it to go down. Benedictine down by 10. Minute 48, 46, 45 to go in the third quarter. Kick over to the right side. Here's the 3 air ball. Caught on the fly and a foul on the floor. Going to be on Natalie. Swearman will pick up her second foul of the evening for Benedictine. Team foul 5 and free throws coming up here for Mid-America. And coming to the line, that is Anna Ralston. Ralston steps to the stripe. First one, no. Anna Ralston on the season. Let me look at the free throws. 73.3%. Missed both of them, though. And back up court, here comes Benedictine. BC with a basketball, and they trail by 10. Left side, Brzezowski. Double team, travels with it. Another Raven turnover. Minute 26 to go in the third. And down the other end of the floor, the running shot is up. It's in. Austinson. 6 in the first half, has 6 already in this quarter. Mid-America has pushed their lead back to a dozen at 47-35. Underneath it goes to Skyler. She'll shoot, misses the shot, rebound at Mid-America. And we get a blocking foul on Skyler. So Skyler Washington crawls up off the floor where she was called for having committed the block. And we're going to get more free throws taken by Mid-America. 47-35, Lady Pioneers in front. Benedictine 17-8. Mid-America is only 14-9 in the conference. So Mid-America 11-4. BC 9-6. Hoping to get their 10th conference win here tonight. We're going to have to come from behind. Free throw, yeah. So Trailshawn Smith, a huge third quarter. 3 of 3 at the free throw line. A couple of 3-point shots. So she's one more free throw away from a double-digit third quarter. Looks it over. It is on its way. In and out. No good. And 2 Ravens fight over the rebound. It's taken away by Mid-America. Now stolen back by Kennedy. Nicholson coming up with the basketball. And they'll fly into the forecourt. Right side it goes. Underneath. The shot is up. Missed. And we're going to get a foul call. Ralston will have her third foul. So Anna Ralston and Megan Scott, the 2 posts for Mid-America, each with 3 personal fouls. Natalie coming to the free throw line for BC. Ravens at the free throw line tonight are 5 of 9. That first one up and in. One more shot coming here for Natalie. And good. Smart will hit a both. It is now 48-37. In America, a moment ago, with a 13-point lead. That is its largest advantage of the evening. Full court pressure by Benedictine is broken easily into the forecourt. Gooch will take it down the right side, 43-42. Rolling along now toward the end of the third quarter. Ralston will have it on the right side, goes to Smith. She tries to drive in, slipping around, falling away, puts a shot up, now flops. No flop call, and now we're going to get a foul to the backcourt against Mank. The whistle is going to be on Jordo Gonzalez. It'll be her second foul this evening. And we're down to a half a minute to go in the third quarter. We walk to the other end of the floor, and it'll be Benedictine coming to the free throw line. And once again, it'll be Natalie Samarin, who is 3 of 3 at the line, all of them here in the third quarter. Free throw. It's good. It is 48-38. One more shot coming up for Samarin on its way. Yes. 48-39. Shot clock and game clock 1 second apart. Way up top side is going to be Michaela Gooch. Takes a nice screen, trying to get away from Kennedy Nicholson. 11 seconds, now 10. Approaching the end of the third quarter. Oh, nice drive by Gonzalez. Speeds across. The shot is up. It misses. Rebounding it is Samarin with 3. Up court with 2. The half-court shot with 1. It's the backcourt, but doesn't go in. We go to the fourth quarter here in Olathe, Kansas. After 3, Mid-America, 48, Benedictine, 39.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Well, if you were to call the third quarter just a huge quarter for Mid-America, that would probably be just understatement. Because Mid-America, who scored 24 points in the first half, MetLife scored 24 points in that third quarter. And they're continuing to be led in scoring by Megan Scott with now 17 points. A dozen for Lydia Austinson. Right behind them all, Trelshawn Smith. She had 7 in that quarter, 9 in the game for Trelshawn. Gonzalez 3, Sargent 3, and 2 in the game for Michaela Gooch. For Benedictine, it's Natalie Samarin leading the way for the Lady Ravens. She had a huge quarter and now is at 13 points. Skylar Washington on her heels with 9-8 for Allie Brzezowski. You can see where Benedictine's scoring is coming from, basically. Jacobs has 4. Karis Keel reigns 2. Runabomb 1. And now a collision down the baseline. And let's see what the result of that will be. Going to be a blocking foul and the third foul of the game by Mid-America's Trelshawn Smith. Here comes Benedictine putting it in play, and Natalie will take it to the free throw line, kicks it back over to the right side to Reigns. She'll start to the baseline, crossover, reverse layup, too soft, and the rebound pulled down by Mid-America. Not a superbly executed little crossover underneath, 9:40 left in the game. Ravens trail by 11, or excuse me, by 9, trailed by 9. Mid-America, little look away pass, Megan Scott all alone, falling away, shot misses, rebound Natalie. Here comes Benedictine, 9:20 to play in the game. Into the fourth quarter for BC, you've got Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson gets it up to the top of the key, and now here's Samarin back over to the left. Cutting into the lane. This falling down shot is up, and we're going to get another foul on Mid-America. This was going to be on Austinson. Oddly enough, it'll only be her first foul of the game. But Mid-America in the first minute has already committed a couple of fouls. Austinson will check out. Back into the Mid-America lineup comes Zoe Hayward. Reigns to the free throw line. Gets it. Aaliyah Reigns, she missed a couple of free throws in the third quarter, but drains that first one here early in the fourth for her third point tonight. Greens with one more shot, and it's around and in. She has four. 48-41, Mid-America. And as they come into the forecourt, we're down to nine. Driving in, the shot misses. Rebound tipped around. It'll be saved by the Lady Ravens. It's going coast-to-coast with no patience. Joshon Smith just went straight to the rack and could not get it to fall. Benedictine quickly back up the floor with the basketball. The feet over to the right side. Twisting and turning and spinning and trying to get away. Twyla, she's going to be knocked to the floor. No foul call. Ball's going to be taken away by Trellishon. She slams the ball down to the floor. She comes up, drops the shoulder, charges in. Well done by Aaliyah Raines as Trellishon just dropped the shoulder. Looks like a fullback hitting the B gap. And the offensive foul. That will be four for Trellishon. And they tug her out of the game. BC bringing it in against some pressure. It'll come to Kennedy. Back to Brzowski, back to Kennedy. 8.5 to go in the game. Benedictine has the ball, down 7. Not in terrible trouble yet, but got no time to waste. Here's a feed, Brzowski, spinning, twisting, hook shot, missed another one. Rebound followed up and in by Samara. 15 for Natalie. And it's 48-43. Suddenly Benedictine down 13 a moment ago is back within 5. 8:05 to play. Michaela Gooch goes to the right side, guarded with player defense by Kennedy Nicholson. She works over toward the Mid-America bench. Now comes back out to the left side, starts into the lane, pulls up from 14. No good. Rebound off the floor. Kennedy Nicholson. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens running it up. Nicholson weaves to the right side. Gets pushed. No foul. Rebound underneath off the miss. Brzowski misses another layup. And the rebound is going to be locked down on top. And Gooch will not catch the ball. It is out of bounds. And they're going to say it belongs to Mid-America. 7 minutes and 41 seconds to go. Ravens are going to bring Heather Ronnebaum back in. So Ronnebaum is going to come in. It'll be her and Smarin Washington, Brzowski, Nicholson. There's your Benedictine 5. 7:41 to go in the ball game. In America trying to put it in here in front of the scorer's table. That's going to be Zoe to do the inbound. And now the official is tired of listening to Coach Lewis, who really doesn't care. Coach Lewis is fine with this all. It all pays the same, really. 7:41 to go. It's part of the theater here tonight. Here comes Mid-America. 7:40 left in the game. Pioneers, little right-hand dribble into the forecourt. That's going to be Michaela Gooch. She's out there working in front of Kennedy Nicholson, the freshman from Wichita. The feed in the middle. A shot is up, and it is in. Counted for. Megan Scott, and she's at 19. 50-43. Lady Pioneers down to 7:20 to go. Here comes the pride of MHMA. Ronnebaum up court, skips it over. Head fake, shot is up. Good. Samarin for a pair. Natalie now at 17 points, and it's 50-45. Benedictine right back to within 5. It's worth the 7-minute mark. Gooch will work her way around to the right side, goes underneath, shot is up a short. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Natalie. Here comes Kennedy. Nicholson driving it up. Over to the left side, Skyler. It's 3. Off the rim. Rebound, Benedictine. Brzowski will have it stripped out of her hands, and they're going to say it's off Benedictine. 6:50 to play. And Scott, again, time to come out of the game. 3 minutes into the fourth quarter. Will be replaced by Ralston. Up the floor. Ball's knocked away. And it's going to be saved by Gooch. She will drive. She will charge in. And they're going to call a foul on Brzowski, I think. Allie Brzowski, personal foul number 2. For Benedictine, it'll be team foul 2 of the fourth quarter. Or excuse me, team foul 1. Team foul 1 of the fourth quarter. Mid-America has committed 3. And now the official having a powwow with everybody out of the court right now. Lady Ravens are going to bring Jennifer Jacobs back in. Jennifer Jacobs out of Capon, Mount Carmel. With 6:40 to go in the ball game. At the free throw line, here comes Mid-America. Stepping up there is Michaela Gooch. Free throw is up and good. Cooch is extremely good. 84.6% free throw shooter on the season. That is her third point tonight, and this is her fourth. It is now 52-45, Pioneer lead with 6:40 to go. Runabout races into the forecourt, bringing the basketball up, comes out on top, Brzezowski. Over to the left side to Skyler, and BC's going to throw it away. Brzezowski's pass was errant. BC with another unforced turnover and 6:20 to go. Top side with the basketball is going to come Gooch. She'll dribble it up in between the circles. Now ease over toward the right side. Coming up to the high post is going to be Anna Ralston. She's in there with Megan Scott out of the game. The drive left, the shot by Gonzalez is up and missing. Ralston rebounds, follows up and misses. Rebound Benedictine. Here comes the Lady Raven offense with Kennedy Nicholson into the forecourt. Back and away is Skyler. She goes three, hits three. Skyler with a dozen. And it's 52-48. 5:50 to go. Back over to the right side, Mid-America. They'll lob it up, playing up at the high post. It's going to be Ralston. Puts it back into the hands of Gooch. Michaela starts left, drives right, cuts into the lane, travels with the ball. No foul called. And rebound Nicholson. Here comes BC. Lady Raymond's coming up there, 4-on-3. Over to the right side. Driving into the lane, Runabout. Kicks it off down low. The feed to Runabout. Here's Brzezowski. Shoots. And now it's going to roll in. Brzezowski for two. She's got 10. It is a two-point game. Can't believe Coach Lewis has not taken the timeout. We're at 5:14 to go, 52-50 Mid-America. Pioneers with the ball up top side. They led by 13, and there's the timeout. I'm just going to say they led by 13 not that long ago. Lady Ravens with a furious comeback. Stay with us. The finish of this one will be fantastic. 5:09 to go in the game. Mid-America 52, Benedictine 50.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Well, as we come back to Olathe, Kansas, Benedictine makes a lineup adjustment, and they are going to bring Anna San Juan into the game for Kennedy Nicholson. Mid-America calling the timeout, puts the ball in play. A little over 5 minutes to go in the contest. Mid-America has the ball, leading it by two. They'll have it on the left side. Trelshawn Smith has come back in with her four fouls. Also coming in back in is Scott. Megan will turn and fall and miss and shoot. No. Rebound. Benedictine. Up with a become Brzezowski and San Juan into the forecourt. Ravens with the ball down a pair and 4:44 to go. Back over to the left side. It's going to be Brzezowski in the end. BC will turn it over. We'll skip pass over to the left. It will be Mid-America ball, triggering it in, Jordan Gonzalez. Gonzalez will bring it in, and up the floor comes Michaela Gooch. 4.5 to play. Pioneers of the basketball and Benedictine within two here. They battle back and give themselves a grand opportunity. Passes deep into the right corner. Comes back over to the wing to Gooch. Shot clock at 14. Gooch plays off the screen. Pulls up from 16. No. Rebound pulled down by Scott. Follows it home. Megan Scott uses her size to her advantage. Has 21 points. 54-50. And we have 4:10 left. Here comes Ronabaugh, dribbling with the right hand, directing traffic with the left as Benedictson sends a duo of starters back into the game, and we get another ball thrown away by Benedictson. Another pass over to the left edge is going to be just pitched out of bounds. Ronabaugh and San Juan come out, and the Lady Ravens have the original starting five out of the court right now with Nicholson, Raines, Samarin, Washington, Brzezowski. No, not Samarin. It's going to be, instead of Samarin, it's going to be Jennifer Jacobs. Up court with the ball, knocked away by Benedictine out of bounds. Back in again, it will come to Mid-America with 3:47 to go. Right now, Megan Scott looks just like she's suffering out of the floor. She has been out there probably a little longer than usual. He tries to back in on Brzezowski. Can't. Turn, shoots, misses. Rebound, Kennedy. Nicholson coming up with the basketball. Scott so slow up the floor. Over to the left side. Bit of a head fake. The drive across. The running shot. Misses. Rebound tipped out. And Mid-America's going to save it in down to the baseline. And we get a timeout taken by Coach Lewis. We'll take a break. 3:25 left in this game. Mid-America 54, Benedictine 50.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Minutes and 25 seconds of play in the ladies' game. It is a 54-50 Mid-America lead to the Pioneers. They're going to have it in play from deep in the backcourt. Benedictine is going to make an adjustment and press a little bit more on the inbound play. It's going to come into Trelshawn. Trelshawn Smith steps it over to the left side. Jordan Gonzalez, she's coming off the bench and played significant minutes tonight for Mid-America. Back out on top to Smith, standing in the center circle, shot clock at 16. We're going to roll this thing down to inside 3 minutes, I suspect. Back out Gonzalez. Feeds it out. Topside Scott. Shot clock to 7. Scott goes right. Scott goes left. Feeds underneath. Beautiful reverse layup. Easy to Gonzalez. Everyone was so worried about Megan Scott that Gonzalez got free, cut to the baseline, and laid it up and in. 56-50. 2:50 to play. Ravens over to the right side. Nicholson. She'll start to the top, kicks it over, the feet in the middle. J.J. turn, shot, blocked out of bounds. Blocked away by Austinson. Once again, it'll come in for Benedictine. Shot clock is at 9. Nicholson will bring it out on top to Skyler. Skyler slides right, comes off the screen, shoots and scores. Skyler Washington, 14 points, 56-52, 2:25 to go. No room for anyone to make an error here in this final stretch. Running a little motion now. Topside with it is going to be Gonzalez. Jordan back over to Smith. Shot clock at a dozen. Smith backs away. Shot clock at 9. Working against Reigns. Comes off the screen. Goes left. In the middle, shot off the window, misses it. Scott comes down with a rebound, forces it up, missed it. Rebounding it down is going to be Benedictine. Up with it comes Rain, to the minute 50 to go. Over to the right side, Skyler. She wants a three, won't go. Rebound, and it is going to be saved by Mid-America. Baseball pass up the floor. Scott will never catch that thing. And BC comes up with a loose basketball. Coach says, control it. Lady Ravens are running up and down the court. We're down to a minute and a half to go. BC with the basketball, trailing it by 4, 56-52. Here's a shot to Marin. Up. No! Rebound, Mid-America, and we have a whistle. A blocking foul is going to be whistled against, I think, on Skyler. Is that right? So Benedict and Skyler Washington will pick up her second foul of a game. And with a minute 20 to go, Mid-America coming up the floor with it. We're going to get Brzezowski to check back in for BC. Pioneers have it out on top of it again. Back and get away. 20 on the shot clock. They're going to run this thing down for a minute. They lead Benedict by 4. Here's a 3 straight away from the top. Missing badly. Rebound Samarin. Goes to Nicholson. BC into the forecourt with a minute 2. Nicholson coast to coast. Driving shot. Yes! Kennedy Nicholson, her first point of the game. It's 56-54. Are we getting a TO? Yes, we are. They're just checking the time. The official's telling them to coaches, keep the players on the floor. Don't mean you can't talk to them. They're going to huddle up around him, and they're going to go back and review and check the time. We're showing 57 seconds to go in the ballgame. With that puck, at Benedictson is back within a pair. It's a 56-54 Mid-America lead. Do not forget, in all of this excitement, the guys' game still coming up here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. It will be maybe a 7:30 tip-off, and depending on how the last stretch comes together, should be, could be, fully on time. Having a nice chat with the commissioner here a moment ago. She is on hand today because it is the final home game of head coach Rocky Lamar's career. So she has come to see and be in attendance at that event. 57 seconds remain. Now the officials, two of them have looked at the screen, and now the three of them are going to come together. They got a problem, a decision to make, and I like it when everybody kind of gets together and they turn their back to everybody and kind of cover their mouth with their hand. You know, like you see the football coaches using the play cards up in front of their face, or a catcher putting his mitt in front of his hand as he talks to the pitcher out on the mound. Well, that's kind of what we got going on out here. 57 seconds to go. My goodness, great basketball tonight. Guys game coming up tomorrow night here on K-Radio. We've got Sports Look. Gus and I are going to be talking about all sorts of things related to the area and the region of the country in sports. We've got then Friday night high school hoops with Jefferson County North at home. We have their game with Pleasant Ridge. And then Saturday, Benedictine will play one of its final two home games as the Ravens are going to be in the Nolan hosting Baker University Saturday afternoon. So that is just the schedule for the next few days, and the next week, just as busy. So it ends at 57-0. Let's see what he's going to put up there. I think he just said 59-something, maybe. Yeah, 59-9. They're not going to give him a minute, okay? Not going to give him a minute. 59-9. So here we go. Ravens are going to make sure that Ali Brzezowski is checked in. So for Benedictine, you look up the down. It looks like is Jacobs going to come out then? It would appear so. It will be the original starting five. Nicholson, Rain, Samarin, Washington, Brzezowski. For Mid-America, Austinson and Gonzalez and Gooch, Smith and Scott. So basically you're out there with four small players, four guard-sized players at 5'3", 4'5", and one Megan Scott. Size player. Here comes Mid-America putting the ball in play. Scott will take it. And now. Okay, so apparently Coach Lewis, I guess before the ball came in play, is elected to utilize a timeout. So Joseph, I think we should too. What do you think? We're down to 59.9 seconds to go in the ladies' game here in Olathe. Mid-America 56, Benedictine 54.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
A lot of Benedictine fans making their way into the stands here tonight. Getting ready to enjoy the finale of the ladies' game and then, of course, the guys' contest coming up. Benedictine, again, back out with Nicholson, Rain, Samarin, Washington, Brzezowski. Here we go. Mid-America putting it in play right in front of Coach Lewis. 30 on the shot clock, 59-9 to go. It will come in, and out on top with it is Gooch. And she's just standing there holding the ball, looking at Coach. He says, stand there and hold the ball. 21, 20 on the shot clock, 49 to go in the game. Ravens down by two. Now Gooch will begin to dribble, work a little bit to the left side. Ravens not challenging her, so it sounds like it's a close to guarded ball. Nine on the shot clock now. Cutting in. There's a bunny hop, a travel, no foul called, and rebound Benedictine off the miss. Here comes BC. Ravens into the forward court. Nicholson out on top. Over to the left side, Rain. Underneath. It goes Samarin all alone. Underneath, head fake, shoots and misses it. Rebound on the floor. Samarin gets tangled up. Jump ball possession. Mid-America. Samarin was wide open. I think she was shocked. I think she was stunned that there was no one near or between her and the goal. She just lost the ball, could not recover it, and that was a huge, huge turnover for BC. We're taking a break with the Pioneers. Coach stop and play. 19 seconds to go in the game. Mid-America 56, Benedictine 54.
Want to order dinner and movie package just in time for Valentine's Day? Sandra Trumpeter at Farmers Insurance and Rocket Mortgage invites you to sign up through February 10th for your chance at a $75 Riverhouse gift card and a $25 Fox Theater gift card. Stop by her office at 312 Commercial or email your name, address, and phone number to strumpeter@farmersagent.com. See details at the Sandra Trumpeter Insurance Agency Facebook page. NMLS number 2183332.
Back with you here with only now 19 seconds to play in the ball game that America is going to have it in play. And Coach Lewis has utilized this timeout. He has none left. Benedictine with a couple of timeouts remaining. 19 seconds to go in the game. It is a 56-54 Mid-America lead. And, of course, in the afternoon or the evening, now it started late afternoon, Benedictine has struggled turning the ball over 17 times, over twice as many turnovers as Mid-America tonight. So, that Heather Runabon back in the game. Is she to foul? What will Benedictine do? 19 seconds left. They can't just let the thing burn down. They come out on top, Gooch gets fouled. Again, we talked about it earlier. She's an outstanding free throw shooter on the season. And let me pull back up her statistics here. Michaela Gooch at the free throw line is 84.6, 44-52. But that's not a, this is only, that was only foul three. This is foul four on Gooch. And only two fouls by Nicholson. So now they're going to do the same thing again. They're looking to bring it in. And again, they bring it to Gooch. And again, they get a foul. And Mid-America put the ball in the hands of the player they wanted. She is Mid-America's best free throw shooter, other than maybe a couple of players who've got, you know, a handful of free throws shot on the year. Gooch is 44-52. That's a lot of free throws. However, saying all that, she has not shot particularly well here this evening. This first shot, it is up. It is good. It makes it a 3-point game. One more shot coming up for Gooch. She is 4-4 now tonight. Eyes it, sends it in. Hits them both. It is now 58-54. Benedictine taking a timeout, and we're going to hang on to it right here. Joseph is now for the Ravens. It's going to be interesting to see what Coach draws up for his team, who is trailing with 15 seconds left by some 4 points. Mid-America with a win. Even though they have no timeouts left, they have committed only three fouls, so they have one yet to give. And may decide just to go ahead and put BC at the line. I mean, what? This is a Gus kind of a call when you can only give up a couple of points. Be interesting to see. Lady Ravens are shooting 20 of 60 tonight. Mid-America 20 of 65. It's a lot of shots. Lady Ravens are 3 of 13 from the outside, 23%. Mid-America, 4 of 18 from the outside, 22%. If either team had shot an average, a typical percent from the perimeter, this game would have been long over. At the free throw line, Ravens 11 of 15, Mid-America 10 of 14. The turnovers have been huge. Benedict has turned it over 17 times. Mid-America, 8. Points off turnover. Mid-America scored 19 off of those turnovers. BC has scored 7. So here we go. Pioneers coming out on the floor. Austinson, Gonzalez, and Goose. Smith and Scott. For Benedictson. Nicholson, Reigns. Samarin, Washington, Brzezowski, the starting five. Looking. It's going to be Skyler to do the inbound. 15 seconds to go. Skyler's going to be handing the ball. Here we go. Looking in. Kicks it down low, trying to get it in the middle to Samarin. A poor inbound pass. Samarin did not have a chance at it. And Benedictson, another turnover, and then another foul by Natalie. So Samarin is going to pick up her third foul, and Benedictson is going to lose another hard-fought road game here tonight. 14 seconds left. And at the free throw line, Megan Scott. 3 out of 4 at the line tonight. I've got her with 21 points. She eyes it up and drops it in. 22 now for Megan Scott. Benedictson trailing by 5 with 14 seconds left. One more shot coming up, and she'll get it. 60-54. And it's, what do we got going on here? Benedictson taking a timeout. That is a simple matter of being able to inbound. We're going to hang on to it, Joseph. This won't be long. It's going to be a short one. It is just a matter of providing them the benefit of coming out of the timeout with putting the ball in play from in the forecourt. They tried that a minute ago, and Scott was trying to get the inbound pass down just inside the block to Samarin, but a pass that was way too short, way too soft, and did not work. Prevented them from taking advantage of that one. Seems they're able to improve their technique and effort with this. The Mid-America players out of the floor, all smiles. They're celebrating. They know that they've just beat Benedictson for the second time this season. Here we go. Skyler to bring it in. Washington looks in. Gets it to the middle. Now the ball's going to be thrown away, and Ravens turn it over. Outlet with 10. Are they going to bring it back out on top, or are they going to try to score it here? 5-4. That's it. Final score tonight. Mid-America 60. Benedictson 54. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health postgame show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Good to have you back with us as Mid-America comes away with a nice win over Benedictine at home here tonight, 60-54. It was a tie ball game at halftime at Mid-America. Pushed to a 13-point lead in the last minute of the third quarter. And Ravens battled back but could never get over the hill. Dropping it here tonight for Mid-America. Leading her team and leading all scorers was Megan Scott. She's done it so many times. 23 points tonight for the transfer from Pittsburgh State University. A dozen for Lydia Austinson. It was Trelshawn Smith with 9. Half a dozen for Michaela Gooch. 5-point game. Jordan Gonzalez in three for Ariel Sargent. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and head coach Folsom, double digits for three players. You can see where the points came from. Samarin 17, Washington 14, Brzezowski 10. Then it drops off dramatically. Jacobs and Raines each with four. Nicholson and Karaskiew each with two. Runabom with 1 point. And again, as we chronicled earlier, Benedictine shooting, hitting 20 of 60 from the floor, 3 of 13 from outside, 11 of 15 at the free throw line with 19 turnovers in the course of the game. Benedictine now 17-9, 9-7 in the conference. Mid-America goes to 15-9 and 12-4 in the heart. Stick around. Kaya's game coming up. It is the final regular season home game for the in the career of Rocky Lamar. We're going to be here to enjoy it and bring the description of that game to you. Mid-America wins it in the girls' game 60-54. We'll be back right now, though. I'm kicking you back to the Kara Sports Studios, where you're going to have, like, the best entertainment, perhaps, on the planet. Joseph's taking care of you until guys step off.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.